You're listening to the Hometown Goshen podcast, a weekly show that takes a look at what makes Goshen home. I'm JC Lee. Chances are you've driven around Goshen and you've seen a property or two that's made you stop and think, is anything ever going to be done with that? The Goshen Inn is one of those properties. You can find it south of the city along Lincoln Way East, and it's been vacant for the last 3 years, ever since its owner, Karan Ken Patel, was killed in one of the rooms. Police later arrested John T. Holly. He was a 54-year-old man who was working for Patel at the time, and he's now serving 65 years in prison. And Patel's widow, Karuna Patel, took over ownership of the building. But for the last few years, nothing's been done with the property, and it's only attracted crime. We reached out to the Goshen Police Department, and they sent us a document with all of the calls that were made to the property, 42 in total. 12 of them were for vandalism, and 2 of them were for arson, one in 2013 and the other in 2014. And one of our readers with the Elkhart Truth wanted to find out what's going on with the property, and is anything ever going to be done with the hotel? So we went around and we talked to a few people, and we started with Lisa Galloway. She used to work for Patel, and she's been living across the street from the former Goshen Inn for the last 13 years.
I'm Lisa. I used to work at when it was the Ramada Inn. I worked for Mr. Patel, and it was kind of a shock when I heard what had happened to him, because he didn't do anything to deserve it. He helped the people that ultimately killed him. I remember after the Palm Sunday tornado, President Johnson stayed there, and you know, that was quite something for our little town. It's a dinosaur of a building. I mean, back in the 60s, it was the place to be, but now it's just, I think it's just a haven for bad things. People making drugs and breaking in and sleeping there, and I don't know why they do that. I mean, there's no electric, there's no plumbing. You know, it was in disrepair years ago, and I don't know why they'd want to do that, but, and the police are there all the time. I don't think whatever had been going on there has stopped, but maybe they're getting sneakier about it. I don't know. But yeah, it kind of creeps me out because, you know, we're right across the street and they go over there and get, you know, drug addled or something, and we're sitting right here without any neighbors, you know. But I think a lot of the people in the community share my opinion that, you know, either it needs to be renovated or just demolished.
This was the lounge area here, and the vandals that have been arrested had broken into the facility. They came into the lounge area and the dining room and started the fire. I'm Harvey Hansen with Commercial Realty, representing the Goshen Inn. Well, it has the fire damage from the two fires, and there's broken windows inside, and as you drive around the property, you can see that some of the windows have been boarded up, some of the windows on the inside have been broken. The property is for sale at this particular time. We do have prospects that are looking at it at the current time. We're asking $1.2 million for the building, but I know that if an offer coming close to that, or even at $1 million, it would probably be bought.
Could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. Mark Brinson, City of Goshen Community Development Director. The property owner became delinquent in paying property taxes, and that went over several years of not paying property taxes, and that accumulated to quite a significant amount of money. And our concern was that the county was considering putting that property up for tax sale, and that then could have been sold to the highest bidder, and that just left some concern to us as far as who would actually end up controlling that property and what type of development they were, you know, planning to do. So we approached the county and negotiated an agreement whereby the city would, or the county would, in essence, transfer that property to the city. And then we would control how the disposition was handled. So the county agreed to that. However, the property owner went to court and filed objections to that process, which slowed things down. The court eventually found in favor of the city and was getting ready to actually transfer the property to the city. And then most recently, the property owner filed an appeal. So they've appealed that decision that was made. So now that appeal will be reviewed by the appellate court to determine whether or not they'll actually hear that case. So bottom line is, it adds about possibly 6 more months to the process of the city getting possession of the property. So our hands are tied. The city, and we get calls thinking that we own it because there's been a lot of news stories, but we are still in the process of trying to acquire that property. I mean, it's a problem from the city standpoint, just in terms of providing city services. It's costing taxpayers money to basically monitor that property while it's vacant. So that will be a burden off of our shoulders if we can see some type of new development there. And I mean, otherwise, it's just it's something that's going to impair property values surrounding that property until the problem is resolved.
You're listening to the Hometown Goshen podcast, and that was a story about the former Goshen Inn. Now, if you've been living in Goshen for the last 5 years, chances are you've heard a little bit of WGCS 91.1 FM, The Globe. It's a radio station that beams out of Goshen College, and they've been making a name for themselves for the past few years. Get this, the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System has nominated The Globe for Best College Radio Station in the nation, not for just the first year or the second year, but for the 5th year in a row. So we wanted to find out, well, what's the secret sauce behind The Globe? And we went to speak with The Globe's general manager, Jason Samuel, to learn more about the continued success of the station.
What do you think really sets The Globe apart from the competition, really?
One of the things that separates us and is the huge difference maker between us and the majority of college radio stations, there are two things. One is, we have a format. And we treat The Globe as if it were this commercial entity, or how it would be theoretically in the real world outside of college. But we have taken The Globe and moved it out into the community and increased our footprint. And that is the true difference maker. We have a satellite studio that we call The Moon down at Ignition Music Garage. We partner with them in promoting, oh geez, at least 25, maybe 30 shows a year at Ignition. We also partner with Downtown Goshen Inc. and First Fridays for their monthly Downtown Block Party and bring bands into town. We promote other shows that are happening in Elkhart or South Bend and Mishawaka. We bring local artists in. And so from the music side of things, we're out in the community. But it doesn't stop there. We work with social services or areas where we can make an impact. And if something's happening where we feel like we can give back or contribute by getting the word out or the message out, or by showing up and being part of the community and saying, hey, The Globe is your radio station.
And how's that community service pay off for the station?
Our listenership continues to grow. We can recognize that through donations that people make, through people that want to get involved with the radio station, through people that come to us and say, hey, we've got this event or this activity or this festival, or a lot people want to partner with us.
And could you tell me what the criteria is when, say, when they choose the best college radio station? What are you looking for?
I think they're looking for an overall package. You submit, you know, a 500-word essay on what you're about, and then you tell a little bit about your history. You might send in a letter of recommendation or a newspaper article or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you send in an audition tape, which basically takes all the different pieces of what you do over the course of a week or however you do your radio station, and you put that into a digital file and you send that out. And then if you become a finalist, they listen to you and they scope you through the internet for weeks on end. And they're listening, and you're listening to you versus listening to the other one, schools, and I know that our community involvement is a difference maker. The president one year, he told me, the president of the association, he said, the thing that set you guys apart, this is what he said in 2013, is your community involvement. What you guys are doing in the community is far exceeds what other people are doing.
That was Jason Samuel. He's the general manager of The Globe. It's an award-winning station that operates out of Goshen College. You're listening to the Hometown Goshen podcast, and as we all know, there's a really vibrant music scene in Goshen. And we wouldn't be a Goshen podcast if we didn't feature some of the music that's playing around in venues like Ignition Music Garage or Constant Spring or any number of places in the Maple City. So, last week, we went to Goshen College to give a listen to the Theory Expats. And here's them playing their own song, Unless I Loved. That was the Theory Expats playing Unless I Loved at Goshen College. And now let's take a look at what events are coming up in the week ahead. February has just started, and as we all know, that means that Goshen is going to have its first Friday. And this month's theme is sweet indulgence. Next to that, you ought to check out the $2 Monday night movie at the Art House. This week, they're going to be showing The Godfather Part 2, and that's followed by next week, February 16th, with The Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And right after that, there's going to be Mary Poppins on February 23rd. And that's it for another Hometown Goshen podcast. I'd like to thank Lisa Galloway for talking to us about the Goshen Inn, as well as Harvey Hansen, who's representing the building, and Mark Brinson, the Community Development Director for the City of Goshen. Now I'm going to leave you with another song by the Theory Expats, and this time they're playing Who Can Say. And until next week, thanks for listening.